Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
And in the upcoming second half, we have some good life lessons, and we also crash Tracy Morgan's Bugatti. We cover everything, including the news. First, Butcher Box delivers healthy, 100% grass-fed and finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage breed pork, and wild Alaskan salmon. Sockeye salmon, that is. The salmon is unbelievable. Look at the color. That's what tells you how fresh it is and how wild it is. Choose from four curated boxes or customize your own box. Each box comes with between 9 and 11 pounds of meat, enough for 24 individual meals, free shipping anywhere in the U.S. except for Alaska and Hawaii. No commitment. Cancel anytime. It's grilling season. And for the ultimate barbecue bundle, free in your first Butcher Box, plus $20 off when you enter the promo code Adam. You get two New York strip steaks and baby back ribs, 2 pounds of ground beef for free on the first box, plus $20 off when you use the promo code Adam. This stuff is the real deal. We're all on the protein diet now. It is Butcher Box. All right, let's do it.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Troubled in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
This half of the show brought to you by ButcherBox.com. Enter Adam and LifeLock.com/Adam as well. Yes, Gina Grad.
Well, this video is going everywhere the last few days. A video taken immediately after Tracy Morgan's car accident in New York City on Tuesday shows the comedian going off on the other driver and banging on her window. He had a right to be upset, though. He was driving his brand new, and I mean brand new, driving it off the lot, $2 million Bugatti, which he had literally just driven off the dealer's lot when he got sideswiped by a woman driving a CRV. A video taken by a witness shows Morgan getting out of his convertible, banging on the woman's car. It sounds like he's saying, bitch, get out of the car. I'll play it for you so you can see it. She was identified as a 61-year-old. She said she was traumatized by his reaction, didn't know he was a celebrity. She insists she didn't hit the car. Hold on a second, because there's audio. But apparently a traffic cop saw this happen and says it's definitely her fault. Here's Tracy getting
out of the car. He's driving a Bugatti Veyron, but not the new Chiron one, I think. So I learned today on CarCast.
Wow.
So the Veyron is a couple of years old. So even though it's brand new, to him. I don't think they're making new Veyrons. They replaced
That's why he's
it
so pissed.
Yes. With the Chiron or whatever. But anyway.
This is what happens.
It's in middle of Manhattan, I guess. Yep. He gets out of the
42nd and 10th. It's the
bitch, get out of the car. It'd be funny if she sued him and made a bunch of money.
And he kind of hops
scratched
out.
His Bugatti.
There is another picture of him sitting inside an ambulance, which I don't totally understand because he looks pretty able-bodied here, but he is pissed.
Yeah, the Veyrons, they stopped in 2014, so someone's got to tell Tracy that's an old used car.
Oh, my goodness. Where do you even get the insurance to insure that? Well, I mean, that's not something like a part that you're just going to find.
I think he got like a $100 million plus settlement, so he's on a bit of a car buying tear.
All right.
Also, you guys have to understand that it's like, I don't know. At a certain point, when you're dealing with potholes and a-holes, get a Ford Explorer and just bounce around the city with it. Like, don't deal with it. Have something cool in your summer state,
for
whatever.
The country home.
Just don't even try to. I guess he was driving home from the dealer, but I mean, really, like, have that thing just flatbedded out to your estate and dropped off and keep it for the weekends.
Yeah.
Don't even try.
You just
it's
said
too
estate.
Much.
Like, does everyone have an estate?
Everyone has a Bugatti. Yeah. Veyron has a.
Oh, okay. I just have a home.
No. Less than 40% of black folk have estates. It could be into the 30s. I don't know.
Low number.
It's a lowish number. Yeah. It's alarmingly
it's
low. It's like a 38.
Yeah.
39% of African Americans born in this country have
And you might be
estates?
Generous. It could be more
estates.
Like 35.
Could be less.
Yeah.
Could be less.
What? What? This is rando statistics by Adam Carolla.
That's right. That's right. And one out of every three African Americans does not have a circular driveway.
What?
Have a straight driveway.
Yeah.
So the statistics are even more alarming when it comes to fountains and coach houses.
I'm starting to learn this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am perplexed, befuddled, amused.
No, he has an estate with a lot of aquariums in it. He was making good coin before he got into this accident, but he made.
I didn't realize that the settlement number was so large.
I think it was pretty bad.
I think people are guessing, but he was hit by like a Walmart truck. So there's some money there.
Yep.
And the trucker had been like driving for like 27 straight hours because Walmart, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he had a friend of his die in the transport bus in, and then he was severely injured.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we're just, you just, racking money, 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 money.
Yeah,
and
right.
So anyone who's, no lawyer would settle that thing for any less than $100 million. And those cases, because I've talked to Mark Gergis about this multiple times, you think it's about the severity of the case. And it is, but it's about the earning potential of the victim.
Yes.
So, you know, he'll do this all the time. It's like cops shot that poor janitor in the back, you know, on his lawn of his house just for nothing. And he'll be like, good for $350,000. Like, why? Yeah. He's dead. It's like, yeah, but he was only good for like $44,000 a year.
He wasn't going back on SNL.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan is making $4 million a year, $6 million a year. And when you cut that guy off, now we get in. So it's about sort of earning potential.
Wow.
Right. That's a big part of it. Yeah.
Well, Oakland on Tuesday became the second U.S. city to decriminalize magic mushrooms. Not legalize, decriminalize. After a string of people shared how psychedelics helped them overcome depression and drug addiction and PTSD. Denver voters also approved the measure of people 21 and older last month. The vote makes the investigation and arrest of adults who grow, possess, distribute those plants very low priority. So again, it's not legal, but it's really now it's on the bottom of the list. No city money would be used to enforce the laws criminalizing it. The Alameda County District Attorney would stop prosecuting people who've been apprehended for it. Skeptics raised some concerns about the unsafe use, especially in schools. And to address those concerns, the lawmakers would have to establish rules, of course, regulations about how to use the substance, including what exactly can be used, how to use them, what the risks are. But it is now very low priority on the list.
It
tastes awful.
I had a conversation.
With shrooms?
It tastes like horseshit. That's how they're grown.
Mm-hmm. I've never experimented.
College is any. Reminder.
No, you guys will lose your edge as a superior race if you get too much into the magic mushrooms. That's for soft whitey. I had a talk with the Shelby Coffee III. The guy was editor in chief of Los Angeles Times a million years ago when I was his boxing coach and he was running the Times. And I would sit around and just go like, so legalize this and legalize prostitution, legalize pot, and legalize drugs and legalize everything. And like, well, who cares? You know, why do we police this? And I do feel that way in general. But he did say to me, you know, then you live in that society. Like you do live in that society where like prostitution's fine and drugs are fine. And like everything's just sort of legal and acceptable and whatever. And he said, you have to really kind of keep an eye on what that means for your society. And I was like, I get it. Like everything just sort of a la carte sounds good. Just legalize that and legalize that and decriminalize that and legalize that. Like that makes sense to me as a sort of atheist sort. But I did also sort of understand, like if you think about where we're heading, like, well, the guy wants to sleep on the sidewalk, let him sleep on the sidewalk. The guy wants to shoot up some drugs on the sidewalk, let him shoot up some drugs. Like, who are you?
Yeah, are we Amsterdam or are we the Purge?
But it's starting to play out of like,
and
don't suspend
that
student. Give that, look, that guy's slamming heroin, then give him needles. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, but what Carol Shelby, Shelby Coffee told me in 1993 is be careful of what that society sort of turns into.
And do you think it can ever turn back around? Because sometimes you hear about this whole pendulum movement where, okay, because no doubt about it, America's swinging, I mean, far left. I mean, it has gone so far left. And it's continued to, I'm like, does it come back around really fast to where it can maybe sit in the middle? Or does it keep going so far that it then swings all the way back to the crazy right? You know what I mean? Like, it is just, to me, like, I said something the other day to someone. I said, oh, man, like, that skirt is showing the bottom of the glutes. I was like, that's a little too much. And it's like, oh, you're slut-shaming. I go, what? That's slut-shaming? I'm saying, yeah. It's too short. I'm just like... But now all of a sudden, like, it's that whole idea, do what you want, because if you feel it, do it. So there is no, I guess there's no moral compass to really operate off of outside of, like, if you're killing and stealing. But outside of that, there is no real moral compass. And
yes.
I mean, even if you're an atheist, like, I mean, it's, I think everyone has a moral compass.
Here's,
right?
There's good news and there's bad news. Okay. The bad news is society is just going to come undone at the seams. No doubt about it. The good news is if you're pretty tough on yourself, you don't make a lot of excuses, and you don't mind hard work, you'll excel even more, because we have a pile of fucking worthless sack of shit pussies who are just making excuses and blaming everybody.
Come on, stop it. Stop it. Just stop it right now, okay? I envy you. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm sorry to be disruptive on your show.
Go ahead.
I envy you. You can say what the heck you want.
Gosh,
this is
darn
ridiculous. This is ridiculous.
Right. Fudging A.
No, because you know what? Let me tell you. I've taken a career change. I used to want to have a platform where I could just talk about real talk and have real conversations. I'm not going to lie. It's like communism. I'm scared.
Sure.
Because you say one wrong thing
that
someone doesn't
TV.
Agree.
You have to be careful.
You're done. D-O-N-E. Done. I'm like, no, this is like, you say the wrong thing and my livelihood is done. My kids will be threatened. I will be threatened. I'm like, I don't want to do this career path anymore. Nope. I can't even be honest about, hey, these are things that I did, or these are things, because people are going to, like, go crazy. And it's a small bunch of people.
It's interesting. I haven't thought about this, but you are in a position. Look, there's kind of two places to be. In our current culture, as I think about it, if you are Lena Dunham, then you are woke and you're hard left, and you're in Hollywood and you're in show business and you're doing what you want, and there is no one's going to run you out of town. I mean, who knows what you have in your history, but I'm sure Lena Dunham will be fine. If you're over on the other side and you're Adam Carolla or you're Joe Rogan or whoever, then you're just doing stand-up. You got a podcast. You're speaking your mind. Everyone can blow me. I'll do what I want. If you're in the middle, which is you grew up how you grew up, hardworking, poor but proud, disciplinarians for parents, focus on education, and you're on network TV, well, now you're in a weird middle. Because, as I like to say, you can either be out beyond the breakers, just floating in the bay, or you can be up on the beach where it's safe. But you're sort of where the waves are breaking, which is you're on a network TV show. It's a popular network TV show. You have to, in this day and age, you'd be a fool not to choose your words carefully and watch out what you tweet. And if there's a subject about a transgender who just set the state championship record for the 100-yard dash, and you want to take to Twitter because you have some opinions on this, put that phone down.
Yep.
This could easily get back to your bosses and you could be out of a job. So you're uniquely in a bad place because you're traditional, you're conservative in thought and in actions. As I don't think of myself as conservative, but I think of myself conservative in thought and actions. I believe you're supposed to take care of your kids. I'm supposed to take care of yourself,
right.
Feed your kids, save your money, take care of your community.
Right.
These are now right-wing conservative
thoughts. And you almost got to be careful how you say it, because now conservative and
libertarian, progressive.
Yeah, that's almost like how I grew up, Bloods and Crips. And it's just like, because you can say, hey, look, I have conservative views in here, but I have, you know, I'm more liberal in this area. And you got to be like, well, hold on, is he a conservative or is he a liberal? You know, it's just like, well, just because you don't have to just be one. Like, I tend to see myself, for example, as an independent. But to your point, it's like, what do you do? I feel shackled by my own thoughts sometimes because there's no safe place to really speak. Like when I was doing Megyn Kelly and I probably was on her show maybe 30 times, she would ask some hard hitting questions that I really wanted to participate, and I felt like Obama in that I was really deliberate in the way I spoke. Let me be clear, Megan. Because I was like, how do I answer this question? I have an answer in my head and how I feel, but I'm like, what is safe? And I'm going, okay, if you say this, if you say that, if you say this,
how do you run it through the filter?
You run it through the filter, but like on the inside, I feel like I'm being disingenuous. Like I'm not being real because that's not how I speak. I just go from my heart.
I get it. And also, you have this to contend with, which is your sort of football background, which is I have the same background minus the part where I achieved anything past high school. But what you know about hard work, what you know about discipline, what you know about owning your problems, what you know about no excuses, what you know about digging deep and the pain and the two-a-days and the heat and all that stuff that's sort of imparted to you when you play something like football for as many years as you did and you come from where you come from, you know what the answer is to all of the problems that vex society. And it's all hard work and it's all parents and it's all dads and it's all discipline and it's the destruction of the American family and everything else. You know where all the answers are because you lived it, you saw it, and it's the way you conduct yourself past, present, and future. You know the answers, but if you start spouting off the answers, then it seems like you're going to get put over here and possibly having your Twitter account shut down or taken off your TV show or whatever it is. So you have to struggle with, as the person who understands what the answers are. They're not answers people want to hear, not weak people, not soft people, not the people that are doing the bigotry of low expectation, the soft bigotry of low expectation. They don't want to hear it, although they conduct their family that way. So they're sort of hypocrites. You know what the answer is. I know what the answer is. If you start spouting off, you're going to get labeled something and you might lose your job.
Yeah, that labeling is crazy. They'll label you for anything. One time I got attacked on social media where I thought I was, boy, this is the great answer. I gave a great in-the-middle answer, and I'm actually going to get praised for my answer. It just turned on me, and I go, oh boy, okay, all my teams tell me just don't answer, just let it die down. But it was this whole conversation about Scarlett Johansson playing a transgender, I believe it was.
The movie kind of came and went.
Yeah.
Did that movie come out?
I don't think it did.
No. I'm sorry. I think of something else. Yes, they announced it. It was an announcement.
But I don't know if it came out. I never even followed it afterward.
I don't think it did.
But my answer was simply that I said, well, I learned this from my acting coach, and he says that acting is bringing real behavior into an imaginary world. And so if you're bringing real behavior into an imaginary world, and it's an imaginary world, then anyone could essentially be that in this imaginary world. So you don't have to, like when Eddie Redmayne played
Stephen Hawking.
Like, you couldn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's an imaginary world. And oh boy. And I'm like, it's an imaginary world. So this is safe because it's imaginary.
I was thinking
I was protected by this imaginary world. Come on. Oh, you're insensitive towards the trans community. This should be. And I'm going, what?
That's exactly what you
And want. Is it your anti and bigot right. and phobia this? And it just all started coming out. And I'm going, you know what? This is a very unsafe world to speak. It's a very unsafe. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to take the God-given teeth that my parents gave me and God gave me, and I'm just going to smile all day. It's just like, Hey, everybody.
Piece of advice for anyone who wants to attack Akbar. Do it via social media. Yeah. Don't do it in a parking lot of a Zodi.
Don't get that keyboard courage going.
That'll be a different experience.
What are you trying to say? I still got hood left in me?
You got a lot of upper body on you, man. All right. Let's see. Let me hit a quick spot here. And by the way, if you want to see the Tracy Morgan in the supercar crash, it's less than a two. But if you want to see a brother crash a supercar, look no further than Eddie Griffin.
Oh, that was a bad
one. Eddie Griffin took an Enzo Ferrari into a cement barrier. That was a supercar and a super crash. All right. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. There's an alert out there. Social Security imposter scams running. Scammers spoof your caller ID, making it look like the Social Security Administration is calling. Crafty, these people. They want your money. They say your Social Security number has been suspended because of suspicious activity or it was used in a crime. Look out for this, man. There's so many ways cyber criminals can take what's yours, and your personal information is exposed, and people are out there trying to commit identity theft all day, every day. Good thing, LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
All right. You want to see Eddie Griffin? You want to see his car?
Yeah, that's what I was just looking at. Why did he crash it?
The movie Red Line,
he was making a movie called Red Line, and he locked his brake up when he's doing a little cone course, and it was like the producers, and it's an Enzo? Yeah, it was an Enzo. It was a supercar, and he did some.
Was it an accident? Or
was there a lot of talk about it being cooked?
There was, but if you look at the film, that is not a cooked crash. Mm. That is him locking up the front brake, trying to turn, and just nailing
God.
What do you mean locking the front brake?
I've done a little race car driving, and the problem with people when they're feeling like they're not going to make the corner, they stomp on the brake. Oh. And they stomp on the brake, the front tires lock.
Oh.
And then what they do is they go, now I'm going to turn to try to avoid this thing. But you don't turn, the front wheels are locked. You'd be better off turning hard and seeing if you could kick the rear end out or spinning it out.
Oh.
So the stomping on the brake causes problems with people a lot of the time, even though it's everyone's sort of impulse.
Yeah,
Well, yes. Speaking of trouble on set, more trouble on the set of the upcoming James Bond movie. According to Fox News, the production was, quote, placed in a total lockdown Tuesday after three huge explosions ripped through the set. Producers tweeted that there were no injuries, but one crew member outside said he had a minor injury. The accident occurred when filmmakers tested a stunt involving a fireball in a laboratory. A source said it was utter chaos.
Can't you digitally do that shit now?
No, they want to go old school, apparently. There were three huge explosions, blew off part of the roof, the panels off the stage, the wall panels. And this comes just weeks after Daniel Craig hurt his ankle while filming in Jamaica. They had to cancel over a week so he could recover from that. And this is the 25th Bond movie. It's supposed to be released next April.
You know, you had a bad childhood when the highlight of your life was watching James Bond, and then they'd go down the elevator and they'd go to Q's place, and they'd be at the place where they were testing. Mm-hmm. They would have the lab,
the
and they'd be like,
whatever,
this is a tennis racket. That's a submachine gun. And it's like they had a mannequin fall over. It's like, oh man, this is the best. Couldn't get any better than this. It was all so hokey and bad, and the car stuff with stupid and everything, but man, it was like, yeah. I mean, I was so excited when they would go down into the lab and show the gadgets.
Sad.
We had, I don't know why this just reminded me, but at the Man Show once, somebody did that move where they took the 2-liter bottle of Pepsi that had like a little Pepsi in it and threw the dried ice in it, like shook it up. Mm-hmm. You ever see that bomb?
Is that what it does? What happens to it?
You take like the 2-liter Pepsi bottle. I think you leave a splash of the soda in there. You then take a couple chunks of dried ice. You throw it in there. You put the cap back on tight. You shake it up, and you set it down, and you just walk away. And a minute later, the loudest explosion you ever heard will go off inside of a sound studio. Now, it scares the crap out of you. It's just, it's a bottle.
Tube, yeah.
It's nothing, but it blows big time. Yeah, anyway.
Well, YouTube said Wednesday that the platform will begin banning videos promoting Nazi ideology, as well as those denying. I know Brian's going to be bummed because also
when
they're doing it now. Yeah.
Oh, I got to go binge watch all those things.
Well documented events like the Holocaust or Sandy Hook massacres that people go on video to deny.
Shouldn't the History Channel be shut down? Like all it is. Hitler's hang glider. Next, you know, secret Nazi weapons of Hitler.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, Hitler had one of those Roomba vacuum cleaners, but it was like everything's like Hitler's secret. You know, everything's this Nazi. There's Nazi weapons of war, secret Nazi weapons. Hitler's secret whatever. Hitler's hiding. He had a secret thing.
Yeah, hideaway in the mountains.
Every time it draws me in. But that all of History Channel's Hitler had something.
Glorifying, glamorizing. Yes.
Watch it next.
Look how smart he was.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Right. Yeah. Well, the video platform.
Hitler opened a sports book in Reno. Nobody's uncovered this until now. And it's like Hitler's sports book.
Hitler's sports book.
Like, was Hitler something?
He got Hitler with the green visor.
Hitler's ice cream
little
truck.
Garter.
Like, it was everything on.
shows his hands.
Everything on History Channel is Hitler's or Nazi secret war. There's the secret weapons we never knew about.
The hook.
Yeah, of course.
It's a giant gun on a train.
Oh, when they mix Hitler and aliens, that's when things. That's usually in safe harbor, midnight, 1 a.m. Zone.
That's right.
They want to get these groups that spread hateful content off the algorithm. And YouTube's also being blamed because their part in it is making you go down these rabbit holes by continually suggesting, oh, if you like that, you're going to love this one. Of course, those are the thumbnails that pop up and you just go farther and farther down this rabbit hole. YouTube will also begin to change the videos it recommends. That's kind of what they're talking about.
Do you guys do that when it's like, guess which stars we lost in 2018? Or is it like,
you'd
be surprised how much weight this former Baywatch beauty has put on. Is that what they want you to do?
Of course.
So is Schadenfreude?
Of course.
I never ever click on those because I know that they're like ads that are generated and they're not very high quality. I will do the YouTube rabbit hole. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, I want to watch this music video from the 80s or this trailer. You know, or like,
and those, I totally those forgot
the,
about.
Those, yeah. Right, those are the ones I'll go down and slide quite willingly.
Yeah.
I don't get sucked into that, although brothers crashing supercars, I did kind of get pulled into
all two
today. All two of them. I covered in about 2 minutes and we're done. Yeah.
Well, here's some good news. In Walmart's struggle to find talent in a tight job market, the retailer's reaching out to high school students with a new pitch. If students work at Walmart, they'll cover their SAT prep and college tuition. So Walmart announced this week that it'll expand its $1 a day.
In-state.
Yeah. Well, even so.
Keep reading.
$1 a day college benefit to its. So basically, they're saying that employees will pay just $1 a day to earn their degree and they'll take care of everything else. It will also offer up to 7 hours of free college credit to high school students, provide SAT and ACT prep through a partner network. Then Walmart will subsidize the cost of the students' tuition, books, fees at 6 nonprofit colleges.
Let me jump in here. I don't want to go all, I don't want to bash AOC, but the way you want big business to do the right thing, and you go, we got to raise the minimum wage. We'll call it a living wage. None of that shit's ever going to work. They're going to outsmart your ass. You beef up the border and stop cheap labor from coming in. You get a good economy going here. And the businesses will have to start enticing people to come in. I told you guys we were in San Francisco 4 weeks ago, we passed the In-N-Out Burger. They're advertising $16, $17, $18 an hour on the sign. Like, they're putting it in the window. Right. Like, we need, here's a lot of money. Please come in and help our business. You can't go tell them, hey, do this and do that. They go, fuck you, I'm running a business. You stop the cheap labor pool from coming in. You get the economy going, and these guys will have to do this. So Walmart's like, are they good? Are they bad? They were bad. This is good. They just want, they need, yes, it's like becomes like Silicon Valley and Google. When you're in demand, when you can code or do data entry or
have yes. a great
do one of those electronic Rolodexes or whatever those kids do over there, you get groomed, you get wined and dined. They don't have free lunch and foosball and archery and stuff because they're sweethearts. They need to win you over. You're basically, when you're a great athlete and you go visit all the schools and they show you their training facilities and stuff, it's not because they love kids. They want your recruit to leave their town and come to their college. So fine, beef up the border, slow down the cheap labor coming in that's undercutting our market, get the economy humming, and then we'll start, then people will get a higher hourly wage. You try to do it sort of the other way around, it's not going to work.
No. Well, on that note, in sort of a dovetail way, there was a big story today, but I just heard it on my way in, that everybody's going to leave Georgia if this abortion ban goes through. I mean, Disney. I mean, I didn't realize everybody set up shop in Georgia. I doubt they're coming back to California, but I don't know what the next Atlanta is going to be
for
filming.
They'll find a new lily pad.
Huh?
They'll find a new lily pad. You know, they'll jump
exactly.
somewhere else.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, as long as my road Atlanta stays open.
It's the only thing
that matters, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, so CNN reports that a woman fell to her death at a parking garage hours after attending a St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. And that's horrible and tragic. But her husband was arrested. Why? Mm-mm. Because at the bottom of the parking garage next to her, they found
bullseye.
A cell phone with a video on it that was still recording, apparently. She recorded the fight that they were having on the top of the parking garage before she fell off.
Can I say this? Yeah. We're doing a lot of this at stadiums with like people reaching for foul balls from the upper deck. We're hearing a lot of these stories every day. Yeah, Akbar, you want to use the bathroom?
How'd you know?
I can read your mind. Go ahead and hit it. I'll fill the bus here.
Okay.
Thank Christ he's gone.
People are getting taller, and they're getting fatter, and they're reaching further for foul balls. Yeah.
Top heavy.
Yeah.
We designed
center of gravity way up.
Yeah, those railings only go so high.
Yeah, I mean, all the old parking structures and stuff, that sidewall is like 28 inches tall. Yeah. Like, people are tall now, and they're top heavy, man.
Then again, we might not have had the naked gun ending that we got had we not had the bigger guys and the shorter railings.
Good point. But from now, I mean, you ever do that? Like, you ever see, like, luxury condo, like high-rise condo, and it's like built in the 60s or something, and you see they have the balcony and the railing looks pretty low,
like high.
Yeah,
not like, the time for an impulse control problem.
It seems like it could go up to the 42-inch level, and they're like the 32-inch level. They're like bathroom countertop height. You're like, I could fall over this thing.
Yeah,
but people were just shorter.
Yeah,
and they were lighter. Probably drank a little less. All right.
So basically, the investigators found her cell phone. The husband was arrested, and it apparently been recording a video of them arguing. The document states that during the recording, you can hear her yell for him to quit punching her in the face. Martin then dropped the phone, the wife. Authorities said that the husband, 30-year-old Bradley Jenkins, denied being on the rooftop at all of the garage and claimed the argument between him and Martin was never physical. He was arraigned. He's being held on $100,000 bond.
Mm.
But whoever that cell phone company is takes a licking.
Yeah, man. All right. They were at a what game?
Cardinals.
Cardinals game.
St. Louis, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'd been planning this for a long time. Like, hey, why don't we get up to that arch?
Why are you parking on level two? That's closer to the stairs.
I mean, if you say so, but it's wide open.
I want to be closer to my maker. And I want you to meet him. Yeah. Well, yeah. I had high hopes for those kids, but not anymore.
Sad.
Yeah. All right, let me hit Castrol Edge. I think we have a tweet from a listener who coached up their kid. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown. Oh, man. Can hurt your engine's performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, transforms under pressure to get stronger. Three times!
Three times, fool!
Oh, okay.
I thought you were fucking around.
Try it again. You ready? Three times!
As a little kid. What's like a 2 year old.
Jason Jennings, who's 2 years old. Oh. 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown and leading full synthetic oils. It's Castrol Edge. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, a New York judge just shot down Madonna's attempt to block an auction of long abandoned personal items.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
She
this,
had, like, underpants.
This was her underwear. This was a love letter from Tupac Shakur, her one time boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes. One of the pop singer's old friends who said the singer had given her boxes of personal items years ago, put the stuff up for sale back in 2017. The initial sale was stopped, but a Manhattan judge reversed it last year, leading Madonna to appeal, and she was denied. A lawyer for the auction house issued a statement saying, quote, "We feel that the court came to the absolute correct decision, and it's good to know that justice is blind to things like celebrity, and the facts will prevail."
And well, nobody's above the law and wants to keep their panties. It's a weird world. Gotta auction off. I have Elvis Presley's pubes, and by law, I should be able to sell it to the highest bidder. Is the letter must be graphic of her and Tupac,
well, there's,
right?
There's kind of, I saw this on the New York Post, and maybe you guys have it, but there it looks like just a pencil, handwritten, you know, on a notebook paper.
Eggs, and it's very, milk,
yeah,
cheese.
I couldn't make it out in the picture that they showed, but my guess is that the letter is something more important to her than the underwear.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably something more
might be graphic,
intimate, or yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also, I think, a naked painting of sort of Tupac.
Oh, that was awesome. We showed
there's
that.
There's a lot of stuff.
There's a naked painting?
Oh, it's great.
Who painted it?
He drew it, right?
He drew it.
From prison? Or
from prison? I don't know. I'd like to go to prison so I could create some art.
Yeah, become a painter. I mean? For God's sake.
Like, if you ask me now,
how do
ask,
he portray
ask me now, hey, Adam, why aren't you painting?
Favorably.
Adam, question for you. Why are you not painting?
No fucking time.
Favorably. You know where you can get some time. If you do time.
The joint.
Behind bars.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tupac.
We're going to find out because it's going up for auction.
I don't mean he's unlikely, but for a guy who...
Still might be alive.
I mean, he's a guy. I mean, there's so much work and so much imagery and so much. Like, let's put it this way. Tupac has been dead.
96.
Yep. Okay. We're coming on 25 years of Tupac. Oh, sorry. Well, a little less.
Ish.
But, yes. I feel like his name has been mentioned somewhere where I've heard it every 2.7 days since he's been dead. Some Tupac joke or Tupac image, Tupac's in the news, or they're doing a hologram, or Tupac's surviving mother wants to... Blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's a lot of Tupac.
Well, you know, we talk about, joke about DJ Khaled a lot, and in a world where full of DJ Khaleds or people with varying degrees of talent and ability, Tupac was brimming with talent and ability. Mm-hmm. He had scratched the surface. He'd be acting in like major motion pictures and probably up for like Oscars today.
Or maybe he'd be really fat.
Or he'd be really fat.
That'd be awesome.
The guy was ripped.
Tupac, he may be Nigerian. Tupac, the painting auctioned off for $21,000.
Oh,
yeah, he's nowhere near her, and that's a big,
oh my,
big edit square.
And he painted that?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah.
Why did he put the black spots?
I don't know. Did.
Yeah, we tiled
it's
it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although, can you really trust a guy who paints his own penis?
Like literally, like paints it?
I'm saying.
Or portrays it on a painting.
You know how the camera adds 10 pounds?
Yeah.
The artist's brush adds it's a lot of girth. Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of girth.
It's a multiplier.
I'd like to just take a whole bunch of artists and put them in rooms and go, I'd like you to paint a very accurate depiction of your hog and see just how much bigger they were on average. No one's coming in smaller.
No.
It's going to be about 46% on average.
Yeah.
Volume.
Members not to scale.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What do we got? One more.
All right. In the great coffee debate, whether it's killing us or going to make us live forever, the latest story is circulating, percolating. CNN reports that coffee lovers, able to breathe a sigh of relief, at least with this new study, found that drinking large amounts of coffee won't stiffen your arteries, won't harm your heart. We tend to get a lot of mixed messages about this because a new study's coming out every day. But a new study founded by the British Heart Foundation, as Vinny says, we got to follow the money and see who funded it, found that drinking 5 cups of coffee a day was no worse for the arteries than drinking less than one cup. The study of more than 8,000 people across the UK also found that those who drank 25 cups a day were no more likely to experience stiffening of arteries than somebody drinking less than one cup.
Otherwise known as my Uber driver. they're chatty. Well, thank God. Look, can we just say this? Until we cure many forms of cancer, scientific community, no more goddamn red wine studies and no more goddamn coffee studies.
And no dark chocolate.
Did you guys see that new article that popped up? I didn't get a chance to read the whole thing, but how Pfizer apparently had the cure or has the cure for Alzheimer's.
What?
I saw a headline about that.
Yeah, the headline popped up on my thing, and my son just did a report on how, you know, the drug companies, you know, they get millions and millions and millions of dollars towards research and funding. Now, a lot of that has to do with the FDA approval and so on and so forth, but, you know, the question is, do they have the cure to a lot of the diseases that are out there? But, A, maybe not, they can't get it approved, but to hear this pop up about them potentially having a
I too saw the headline. It wasn't a cure. It was one of those like can prevent, you know what I mean,
I give you the right
It says Pfizer kept quiet about drug's new Alzheimer's potential.
Yes.
Prevent Alzheimer's.
Something like that. Yep.
Okay. Anyway.
That's crazy.
But well, it's funny because like Vinny says, follow the money, or like, you know, anyone says follow the money. Wouldn't it make Pfizer one of the richest companies in the world that they aren't already? But I'm saying if they came out with this pill that could in fact prevent Alzheimer's, like I don't see the motivation. Like, there's no treatment for Alzheimer's, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like they're making money on the back end. Like, get out in front of this thing and make a shitload of money.
Is there room for negotiation? They're sitting on it until they can figure out the price.
Yeah, perhaps. I think I'm assuming it's that.
Perhaps.
I'm like, look. In a world, you know, people do this thing where it's like, these guys shouldn't be profiting or doctors shouldn't be whatever, but we live in a world where NBA players or baseball players can profit. Everyone can profit from whatever they can do. They're selling tacos or dunking a basketball. My feeling is
But that doesn't impact people's lives. I mean, these are real lives. I get the whole profit.
I'm a pretty big Warriors fan. I get it, man.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, there are people's lives that are involved.
I get it. What I'm saying is our country probably leads the world in this department. It's because there's so much profit in it. Now, they need to be incentivized, is what I'm saying.
Now, replace profit with the competition. Or
yeah, I don't want it. But then it also makes you want to do things that are criminal as well. Like, it's a fine line. You know, it's a sort of like you want big companies and you want competition, you want incentive, but there's also insider trading because they know things and they find out things and we're weak and we have foibles, you know, so there's a balance there. But in general, I want them wanting to create a wonder drug and get rich off it. I'm fine with that. And there's a balance, there's regulation, there's everything else. But just to go, what are these guys doing making all this money off of? Brian is around, I would say, in large part because these guys are trying to make a lot of money off of what they're doing.
Indeed. The system we have set up benefits all of us, because if Pfizer doesn't come out with the prevention for Alzheimer's, you know, Roche will. There's another company that is racing that same finish line. So that competition ideally benefits all of us.
Yeah.
Ideally.
So it has to be regulated, but... And I don't know what they did. Maybe they felt like if they sat on it.
Yeah, if there's criminal
more.
Activity, that's another thing.
But all right, Gina, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
You got to mash that up with Akbar's name, I think. I'll let you work on that for a second. First, Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe at home, and that's why they're Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. Protect your home today. Get free shipping at simplysafe.com/Adam. AJ Benza's coming in tomorrow. Look out, world. Good sports coming up after this. The book, Everyone Can Be a Ninja, is available as we speak at Amazon or wherever you find fine books. Or just hop on over to Amazon and get to Akbar's book. Find your inner warrior and achieve your dreams. Well, I'll tell you, man. You and your brother, quite the American success story. So buy this book and learn how you can be as well. The show, American Ninja Warrior, that is Wednesdays, 8 o'clock on NBC. Yeah. Oh, yes. We watch, it's getting a lot of, I gotta see commercials for that show every 10 seconds. Like, there's just
it's a lot of love. Season 11 is a big year for us. This is, we've put a lot into it, new obstacles, new stories. And we've got a new twist to the show, too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in the Denver Comedy Works, and that'll be Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th, doing stand-up there and bringing Sonny with me. So hopefully you guys can say hi to him as well. And just go to AdamCarolla.com for everything you need. Until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Akbar B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.
I was like, yeah, Mila.
There you go. And Gina Grad and Bald Brian and Tank Sinatra saying mahalo.
A goosey soup.
A goosey soup.
A goosey.
A goosey.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sport with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good Sport.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Ace, I brought up something yesterday that I didn't completely get the payoff because we got sidetracked by our mutual love of produce analysis. Go back and listen to yesterday's episode. But it does bring me to this because you mentioned it's cherry season and no one loves the Rainier. No one's done more to upgrade the profile of the Rainier cherry in this generation than one Adam Carolla. I want to know how much you love the cherry and another one of your passions, pro football. Do you love pro? You love pro football. You go on and on. You sing songs about, oh, your Sunday. I'm with the beer. I love to have a beer and sit around with the fellas and watch the games. It's one of my great one of my favorite things to do. Do you love it so much that you would never eat another Rainier cherry? Or I take away football. I take away football from you if you eat another Rainier cherry.
I'll give you a Dawson answer. I will take the third option of playing in the Super Bowl while I eat Rainier cherries teammate's helmet.
That's like, like 180 degrees the opposite of what I am throwing at you right now.
It may be further off. It may be 360.
But that doesn't make sense. But besides, that doesn't really address the spirit of the proposition.
I eat the cherries while I start at quarterback in the Super Bowl.
You're the worst, Dawson. You're no fun with these hypotheticals, man. What the point is? It's for you to have to make a choice.
I like cherries and Super Bowl.
I understand. That's really kind of the premise of what I'm getting at is, like, which do you like better? That's what it helps you decide in your heart and gut as you answer the question. For me, deep down, you're revealing something to yourself.
I wouldn't make it an either or. I would add a blowjob.
Never mind. How about this?
I would give up the cherries.
You would give up cherries.
I'll tell you why. Because I've been having this... going down this road with my nanny, Olga, which is like the cherries, but the cherries are out of season. But what about the Rainier? But there's no Rainier. So it's been very catch-as-catch-can with the cherries. And, you know, cherries have let me down, not when they've been in my presence, but I've gone months without the
cherries.
That's
why plums stink. And then your friend Kimmel has gotten on me over the years about not liking plums and, in fact, not even
I don't like plums either.
A plum didn't pass my lips until the age of 33, and it was on his show.
You didn't know what a plum was. I mean, you knew what a plum was, but you didn't.
I never had one, and he was out. Who are you to rank fruit? I'm me. I'm the gold standard of fruit rankers. That's who. Why don't you rank fruit, Kimmel, and see who cares? Second place. I'm the one who started doing it. You want to start your award show for fruit? Go ahead. You'll be the blockbuster awards to my Oscars.
He wishes he could rank fruit.
He
does. Instead, he's with his buddy Matt Damon in a safe part of Mexico, not ranking fruit.
I know. I'm rooting for him.
But he wishes he was stateside like you ranking fruit.
I'm rooting for the kid. But you know what? Sometimes he goes too far.
But you understand, when he realizes he could never rank fruit like you rank fruit, he gets defensive and he pushes back. So that's what you're feeling. It's an insecurity.
That's exactly right. He's attacking me, but what he's really doing is exposing something ugly about himself.
You ever see a bird find a car mirror, a rear view mirror, an outside mirror on a car, and attack the mirror?
Yes.
That's what Kimmel's doing with fruit ranking.
Thank you. Thank you. I went on his program and ate a plum for the first time in my life for an audience of thousands. It was in the first year of his show. But the plum, my knock on it is you know, it's fresh produce's Krispy Kreme. You know, like people put all these these requirements on it, like the Krispy Kreme. You got to get it when it's warm, and you got to eat it in the store right there. Because if you don't, then it's not good anymore. Well, then how good is it? I mean, is it that good? If you have to put all these conditions around it, a plum is good for 3.5 days a year. It has no value.
I don't
want to
anger people, but I have nectarine way higher than plum. I have apricot higher than plum. Mm. And I have peach higher than plum.
Oh, all right. Of course, the peach.
Football talk.
All right. Oh.
You got a question?
Well, I had more football. All right. I had more of those for you. Would you, well, let's go to the next one, something a little closer to your heart than the Rainier Cherry. Would you give up competitive racing for the rest of your life? You can watch it, but you can't do it.
To watch football.
Oh, how about this? You can't. How about this one? How about this one? You can't go over for the rest of your life, your car at no point, like speed. Like he couldn't go under 55 or whatever it was, or 40 or whatever it was.
I think it was 55.
You can't go ever in your life again. You can never go over 75 miles an hour in a car.
Mm. Wow, that's tough because I'm a renegade.
Mm-hmm.
And I play.
I'm trying to figure out the right miles per hour for you.
I suppose I could race go karts.
Do you get up to like on the freeways or anything? Do you ever drive like 90?
Coming home from Vegas kind of thing, but I'm always worried about the fuzz, so I would happily drive way over the speed limit. It has nothing to do with safety. It's everything to do with cops and chicken shit tickets. You know, for me, football, and the reason I look forward to football is it's global. It's the actual game, which is great. But if you said to me, well, you have to sit alone and watch the game and drink tap water, I don't think it'd be one-tenth the experience it is. It's always great with the fellas and with Cousin Sal and Santora or Hanch doing the verbal sparring that's, of course, going on or whatever. sideshow from a medieval circus that Cousin Sal is invited to sit amongst my priceless automotive museum
and of his cast of characters that he rolls through.
And literally,
this was entertaining in medieval times, like kinda. Kind of funny to look at, right?
So he brings, and then they just stand there. And I don't know if you know, but like crazy people are nervous eaters. And they're not nervous eaters. They make you nervous. Like they crack a can of orange soda, and they're before they take a sip out of it, they're gesturing with that hand over your carpet, and they're eating Chinese food with their hands and no plate while they're standing up. And you're like, would you get a towel? Put something down. Like, no, don't set it on the, and they're knocking, and they're moving their hands around. I mean, Brad was, Brad was like, holding a taco and yelling at someone and like shaking his hand at him like it was the Pope. And I was just seeing food flying everywhere. I was like, pick it up. You're going to walk on it. You know, and
he got banned for a week or two last season, right?
Yeah, he got. Yeah. Sal. I mean, I banned Brad because of the sticky. Had a lot of stickiness. He drinks strawberry soda and then like knocks the can over and then doesn't get it up.
Like 2/3 of the cans of soda that he drinks get spilled.
He drinks Hawaiian punch. in a can. Would you even know that was an offering? Like, I would have no idea that they have Hawaiian punch in a can and that was an option to drink as an adult on a Sunday watching football.
Yeah, there should be like a reverse of like, you can't buy beer. You're not 21. Like, sorry, you can't. We're not going to allow you to buy the Hawaiian punch. You're not 14 or younger. I'm sorry. You're banned from it. Please,
yeah.
Please leave.
Yeah, they'll have the thing at the 7-Eleven and the cash register that says if you're born between World War One and now, you cannot have.
If you're this tall, we're not going to allow you to purchase this. This is for your dignity.
Then he puts them in the freezer and then forgets they're in the freezer and then they explode in the freezer. So I will miss that. When I decide to,
well, look at that. Ace loves his. So you're going to say goodbye to the racing.
No, I love it. I love the IPAs. I love all the conversation. I love the boys. I love that the weather changes and it gets cooler outside and all that. So I could never give up my football.
Oh, I like that. He's 2-0 in favor of pro football. All right, I got some more, and we'll save those for next week or a later occasion.
I'll tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars to your car insurance, and you don't have to go anywhere? Well, go over to your computer or even your phone. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket. It'll be the most rewarding thing you do all day at Geico. That's geico.com. Spend a couple minutes, save a couple of bucks at geico.com.
Another powerhouse week of hot sports talk here on Good Sports. We're off tomorrow. We'll be back next week with more of it for you, though. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And subscribe to Take a Knee for a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Find the link and click it at adamcarolla.com. Tickets and info on all the live shows, Mangry events, books, movies, and more. Go to adamcarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.